You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Casey Hudson and Matt Horner, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on the Kings to win and De'Aaron Fox to have over 29.5 points. This is boosted to plus 280 at Caesars. What do we think of this odds boost?
I think that the Kings are going to be riding a high after beating out the Golden State Warriors. I know that there were some projections that kind of had that on the opposite tilt. Not to mention is that Fox has actually played very well versus the Pelicans. Last time these two teams saw each other, put up 33 points versus them, and he came off of a 33-point performance. So you can say that he can reach back into a statistical arsenal to hit this over 29.5 points and help his team pull off a victory. On the regular season, average 26.6, but on the road, that average goes up about 2.4%. Also, so a lot of things leaning in favor of Fox helping out the Kings and hitting this over total.
Yep, I like it as well. The line is flipped in this game since Williamson's injury, so the Kings are now the favorites here against the Pelicans. So you're getting them on the money line. You're not laying the 2.5 points, so that's always good. Taking a look at Fox, he's under this line in three of his last five, but he's averaging 27.4 in that span. He scored 33, as you said, against the Pelicans the last time he did clear this line. So yeah, I think it's worth a sprinkle for sure. As long as Fox can get over that number.
Yes, love this. Plus 280 at Caesars. Get in on this and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet loses by entering code LUCY when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today. And check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ at the sports case and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. And I'm going with a home run prop. That is a long shot bet in our BetQL.com long shots article. Michael Conforto to hit a home run against the Diamondbacks. This is plus 550 at BetMGM. He has 4 home runs so far this season, with his last one coming just 3 days ago against the Rays. He and the Giants will be facing Ryan Nelson starting for the Diamondbacks. And Conforto is batting .429 against him with 3 hits, including a single, a double, and a home run. So he's done it before. I think he can do it again. Michael Conforto to hit a home run.
Love that, Lucy. I'm, of course, heading to the ice for my last regular season NHL best bet.
Wow.
I know, it's so weird. But May is creeping upon us. So Canucks versus Jets. I'm actually going to take the under 5.5 total here, minus 104. Also a 5-star bet on the BetQL app if y'all want to check that out. But last time these two teams met, the Canucks did beat out the Jets 5-0, obviously with a massive shutout there. But that was actually the day after the trade deadline, which means the Jets were still getting acclimated with their new pieces because they got some weapons added to their roster. With those weapons and those two-way players that they have, I can't see either of these teams posting 4 or 5 goals on one another. Not to mention is that the battle that these two teams have to reach the Stanley Cup within the Western Conference is quite massive. So I would say that it's going to be a closer game. I can see it being more of a 3-2, 3-1 game. The BetQL app also does have a projection of the Jets reaching about 2.9 points, as well as the Canucks hitting about an average of 1.7. So either way, that total comes in nice and heavy under the 5.5 total overall. So you can find a couple different line values there. But I like this closing out the regular season.
Very nice.
There you go. Love that. One more loss for the Blackhawks tonight against the Kings. We just wrapped it up. And finally, it'll be over.
Strong.
We'll be done. And I won't have to watch that miserable team anymore.
Next year's your year.
Yes. Maybe Connor Bedard and they can get him some help. That'd be great, Blackhawks. Please do that. All right. So I'm going back to the diamond here to baseball. We're going to take Christian Walker to get a home run tonight against the Giants. So the other side of this matchup Lucy was talking about.
Yes.
Love this. This is plus 875 at BetMGM. So you're getting a ton of value here. I'd recommend sprinkling this, not putting a lot on it. It's plus 875. But Walker in his career versus Logan Webb, who is on the mound for the Giants. He's 6-for-17, which is a .353 batting average against Webb. He has two doubles and an RBI, and he's generated an OPS of .947 against Webb. So he has done really well against him in his career. And plus 875, I think, is just a really large number for this to happen. So just putting a little sprinkle on that, maybe, you know, some beer, pizza money, something like that. I think it's worth a sprinkle.
Love that. Get in on all of these bets and the odds boost plus 280 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.